أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تقدموا بين يدي الله ورسوله واتقوا الله إن الله سميع عليم يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا ترفعوا أصواتكم فوق صوت النبي ولا تجهروا له بالقول كجهر بعضكم لبعض أن تحبط أعمالكم وأنتم لا تشعرون
نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. The name of this surah is Surah Al-Hujurat. Hujurat is a plural of Hujra. And Hujra means a room or an apartment. Hujurat means rooms or apartments. This surah is called Surah Al-Hujurat because in this surah there is reference to the apartments of the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This surah is a Madani surah. In the terminology of tafsir, in the commentary of the Quran Kareem, there are two terms. One is a Makki surah and one is a Madani surah. A Makki surah is that surah which was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam migrated to Madinatul Munawwara. And a Madani surah is that surah that was revealed to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam after Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam migrated to Madinatul Munawwara. Furthermore, in the terminology of tafsir, commentary of the Quran Kareem, there is a term called Shani Nuzul. If an incident took place at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and if Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala revealed a verse pertaining to that particular incident, so a background to that revelation is called Shani Nuzul. The Shani Nuzul of the first few verses of Surah Al-Hujurat is, once a delegation from the tribe of Banu Tamim, they came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and there was discussion as to who should be the Amir, who should be the leader of the tribe of Banu Tamim. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala suggested that it should be Qa'qa ibn Ma'bad radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu suggested that it should be Aqra ibn Habis radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu insisted on his view, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu insisted on his view. And in the course of that, both of them raised their voices against each other. And all this was happening in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this conduct and this attitude in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam displayed disrespect to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala revealed these verses to expound on the conduct, on the adab and the respect to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is mentioned in one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, الدين كلها أدب. Every aspect of deen is adab. If a person got adab in him, he's got etiquette in him, he's got everything. But if a person does not have adab and etiquette in him, he's got bad things. This is saying, ba adab ba nasib, ba adab ba nasib. If you got adab, you got everything. And if you don't have adab, you do not have anything. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, adabani rabbi fa ahsana ta'dili. That Allah tabarak wa ta'ala taught me adab, beautiful adab. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he advised that ta'allimu al-adab summa ta'allimu al-deen. First learn adab, first learn etiquette. And after you learn etiquette and adab, then you will learn deen. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that everything has a value in it. And the value of a human being is in his adab and in his etiquette. The value of a tree is in the fruits. If a tree does not produce fruits, there is no value of the tree. And if a tree produces fruits, and to the extent of the sweetness of the fruit will be the value of the tree. If the tree produces sweet fruits, people will look after the tree. They will water the tree. Because they knew that the tree is going to produce beautiful and sweet fruits. So if we have adab in us, and to the extent of our adab, people will also value us and people will appreciate us. There is a saying in Arabic, that al-adab junnatun lin-nas. That adab, it is a shield for people. There is also a saying, la adab, la miras kal adab. There is no inheritance equivalent to adab. Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya rahmatullahi in Islam Nisab, he has mentioned a poem giving advice to the people that adibu nafs ayyuha al-ashab turukul ishq kulluha adab. There are people, teach your nafs adab, teach yourself adab. The path to ishq, the path to love of Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, everything is in adab and etiquette. Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala did not compromise even with the anbiya pertaining to adab. Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, when they were very inspiring talk among his people, obviously being the Nabi of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the talk is going to be very efficient, the talk is going to have a deep impact in the hearts of the people. So he did a very inspiring talk and people were moved with the talk. So one person from the congregation asked Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, man a'lamun nas? That who is the most learned person among the people? Obviously being the Nabi of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he was the most learned. And he mentioned the correct answer, he said, ana, I. This answer of his I was disliked by Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala immediately sent one mere revelation to Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, that there is a person who has got different type of knowledge than you, knowledge which you do not have. That's when Musa alayhi salatu wa salam took the long journey and he went to meet Khidr alayhi salatu wa salam. So in the issue of adab, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala did not even compromise with his anbiya. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, also with the sahaba, always taught the sahaba adab. And he did not compromise with that. Once Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he came to the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He tapped at the door. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from inside asked him, man, who it is? So Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, ana, me. Now obviously you're supposed to mention the name for identification purposes. If you are inside the house and somebody taps at the door, you ask who? So you don't expect the person to say me, who's me? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from inside asked, man ana ana, who's me, who's me? This is adab etiquette. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immediately taught the sahaba how they should respond to issues. One sahabi from outside the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was peeping into the hole leading to the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That time Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was combing the hair. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got very upset. Because that is intruding into the privacy of the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Although the Nabi sallam did not do it for himself, but to show adab and teach adab, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that if he was looking inside, I would have taken this comb and poked it into his eyes. And innama al-istizan bi ajli al-basar. You take permission to enter the person's house to look. Now you're looking into the heart of a person without taking permission, that is intruding into the privacy of the next person. Hadha Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala hu was once performing salah with the order of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Akhari sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not feeling well, and he instructed Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala to perform salah. As Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala was performing salah, Nabi Akhari sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala perceived Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is coming. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also indicated his hand to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala that he should continue the salah. But Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala still pulled back, and he made Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam come in front. After salah, Nabi Akhari sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, "Then Abu Bakr, I told you to continue the salah, why didn't you continue?" Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala adab, respect. He said, "Ma kana li ibn Abi Qu'afa an yusalli bayna yaday Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." It is appropriate for the son of Abu Qu'afa to perform salat in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is where there is difference of opinion, whether it is al-amru fawq al-adab, whether it be or it is al-adab fawq al-amru. Hadha Shaykh Zakariya rahmatullah alayhi, in Taqreer Bukhari, he mentions that many of the ulama say al-amru fawq al-adab. There is no preference for order of someone over adab. If somebody tells you to do something, now you don't consider adab, you consider the order. But he says, based on this hadith, many of them say al-adabu fawq al-amr. So see, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala had the order of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In spite of that, he didn't go by the order, he went by adab. So therefore, preference is al-adabu fawq al-amr. Had Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, the uncle of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him that anta akbar or ana akbar. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam meant to ask, are you elder than me or am I elder than you? Now look at Abu Hadith Abbas radiallahu ta'ala's response, his adab, even in his speech. He said to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, anta akbar wa azam wa ana asal. You are, or he said that you are greater than me, you are more superior than me, but I am more elder than you. So he presented the reality of the situation, but he did not compromise with adab. Hazrat Usman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, during Sulh Hudaybiyah, he was representing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba to negotiate with the disbelievers in Makkah Mukarramah. He stayed there for quite a while. People had a lot of respect for him. So he had the opportunity of making tawaf of the Baytullah Sharif. The disbelievers came up to him and told him that we won't allow Muhammad, we won't allow the companion of Muhammad to make tawaf of the Baytullah Sharif, but you have a very close contact with us, we permit you to make tawaf of the Baytullah Sharif. He refused. He said, how can I make tawaf of the Baytullah Sharif when Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not permit to make tawaf of the Baytullah Sharif? He comes back, and many of the Sahaba asked him that, did you have the opportunity of making tawaf of the Baytullah Sharif? Did you make tawaf of the Baytullah Sharif? Usman radiallahu ta'ala said that even if I had the opportunity of being there 1 year and had the opportunity of making tawaf, it would have been a great amount of disrespect to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for me to make tawaf in the absence of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was the adab, and this was the respect that Usman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala showed to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hadha Shaykh Zakariya rahmatullah alayhi, when he was a young boy, his mother made a pillow for him, small pillow. And as a young boy would be very, very possessive over certain of the toys and certain of the things that they play with, so his mother prepared for him a pillow. He was very fond of the pillow. So his father, the Shaykh Malana Yahya Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, he came home and he wanted to take a rest. So He asked for a pillow. So the Shaykh Zakariya Ahmadullah is a young boy. He told to his father that I got a pillow which my mother has made for me. It belongs to me, but I will let you use it. So Haramanana Yahya Sahib Rahmatullah told him that, okay, give me the pillow. And after he took the pillow, the Shaykh told his father, after you use the pillow, you will give it back to me because it belongs to me. Haramanana Yahya Sahib Rahmatullah, he called the Shaykh and told the pillow belongs to you, gave him one cloud. The pillow belongs to you, gave him one cloud. He said, the young boy, I felt bad. My pillow, my father must love me for my pillow. At that time, I felt bad. That is, throughout my life, my tarbiyat was made. My tarbiyat was made, I knew that anything that is around me, it does not belong to me, it belongs to Allah. And this was the tarbiyat that Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya Rahmatullah Ali father made for Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya Rahmatullah Ali. There was one king that sent his son, a prince, to one buzruk for tarbiyat. So one day the king saw his son walking behind the horse of the buzruk. The buzruk was riding on the horse and the prince was walking behind the horse. So the king felt a little bit embarrassed that my son, prince, I am the king and my son is walking behind the horse. He himself was supposed to be riding the horse. So he approached the buzruk. And the buzruk told him, you send your son to make tarbiyat. And he's walking behind the horse today, don't feel ashamed of that. Tomorrow he's going to be a king, and he's going to be riding horses. How would he know what is the feeling of those people that are walking behind horses? So this is adab and this is tarbiyat, which is very, very important. The most important aspect in the life of an individual is adab and how to nurture ourselves, how to display our character and conduct in different aspects and different avenues of life. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُقَدِّمُوا بَيْنَ يَدَيِ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ That all you who believe, do not proceed before Allah and the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and fear Allah. Abu Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala and Umar radiallahu ta'ala, they displayed disrespect by raising the voice in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam without Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asking them their opinion. What they should have done is kept quiet. Let Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam give an order. And if the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked for the opinion, then only they should have spoken. So on that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says that do not go ahead of Allah and the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Allah issues a decree or Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, then keep quiet. And if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells you to say anything, then only you present your opinion. وَاتَّقُ اللَّهَ and fear Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ Verily, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is all hearing, Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is all knowing. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَرْفَعُوا أَصْوَاتَكُمْ فَوْقَ صَوْتِ النَّبِيِّ All you who believe, do not raise your voices before the voice of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And do not shout at him like how you would shout with each other. أَنْ تَحْبَطَ أَعْمَالُكُمْ Showing this type of disrespect may lead to your actions being wasted. وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ And you would not even know that your actions are wasted because of showing disrespect to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant all of us adab and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant his close to the muhabbat. Subhanallah wa bihamdih. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Thank you.